The sled dog racing season for 2018 kicked off in South Central over the weekend with the Joe Reddington Senior Kinnick 200. This year, the race was not run near Kinnick, but had to be moved to Willow due to trail conditions. KTNA's Philip Manning was there for the start and has the story.
The Joe Reddington Senior Kinnick 200 began on Saturday morning at Deshka Landing in Willow. In temperatures hovering around zero, 28 mushers were poised to set off on their first race of the season. Robert Sexton, race manager for the Kinnick 200, explains why the race began in Willow as opposed to Kinnick. He says it all comes down to trail conditions after a December thaw.
A lot of the mushers, even in the Willow area, we were actually losing in the 40s too. So a lot of the teams were getting trained as such. And then down in the Kinnick area, they were still on four-wheelers up until about 3 weeks ago.
While much of South Central saw significant snowfall last week, including Kinnick, Sexton says the decision had already been made to run from Deshka Landing. Race judge Dee Dee Johnrow approves of the race committee's decision to move the start for safety reasons. Johnrow is a well-known advocate for dog safety and care and has won multiple awards for her treatment of dogs during her career. She says races like the Kinnick 200 are good learning opportunities, especially for less experienced mushers.
It's important to get these qualifier races available so that the drivers can learn things. You know, you really only learn by doing. And so we've done all of our seminars and all of the talks and rookie meetings and such. And now it's really nice that the committee put it together such that they're able to get out on the trail and test their skills.
One musher who hoped to gain valuable experience in the Kinnick 200 is Ellen King. Ellen is the daughter of four-time Iditarod champion Jeff King and is well on her way to qualifying for the Iditarod as well. King says racing with her father's dogs is analogous to driving a Cadillac. Saturday's race start was also Ellen King's 26th birthday, and her goal for the race was simply to get herself and her team through the course safely.
10 fingers, 10 toes for me, and to get everybody around and around happy and healthy.
Talkeetna musher Anya Rodano's team was next to Ellen King's in the preparation area. Rodano has already qualified for this year's Iditarod, and her goal was to train her team and work on deciding which dogs will accompany her as she attempts the run to Nome in March.
I have all my young dogs here today. A lot of them have never raced before, so this is just to introduce them to the craziness of a race start and races and other dog teams and camping and stuff like that. And so we'll hopefully figure some more facts out.
See who makes the cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Both King and Rodano finished the race, and Anya says she's very pleased with her team. Ellen King was close to breaking into the top 10 on her run. Further ahead in the pack, Nicholas Petit won the Kinnick 200. Petit could figure to be a major competitor in this year's Iditarod after finishing third last year. Other notable top 10 finishes included Ray Reddington, Lance Mackey, and Scott Jansen. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.